6:56 is the time. Norma has been listening to all of that and also to our Tunisian cat story earlier, and she's on the line. Norma, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So what's on your mind, Norma?
Well, Frank, I was listening to the story about the lady bringing the cat from Tunisia. And I have quite a good story like that as well. My son was teaching last year in Alexandria in Egypt. And there were lots of cats running around outside, just wild cats, so many of them. But he and his girlfriend liked this little cat, and they started to bring it in and feed it. And after a while, they decided they would pay to have the cat spayed. So they brought the cat in, and a vet came out and spayed the cat on the coffee table in the flat.
Oh, delightful. God, I hope I'm staying in that apartment the next time I'm in Egypt.
Well, that was fine. The cat was in. They sort of adopted it. But whenever their contract was up, his girlfriend, Kerry, was flying back to America. And there were rumours going around that whenever everyone left the school, that there was actually, every summer they had a cull. And they got a lot of these cats and they actually threw them into the swimming pool.
Oh,
now, whether
dear.
There's any truth in that, I don't know.
No, I do know they cull feral cats. Who cares now? I'd hate to think that that's how they do it.
Well, I'm not too sure now, but that was what was going around anyway. So as soon as Kerry heard this, she phoned Lufthansa and said she had already booked her flights back to America with Lufthansa. And she said, is there any chance that I can get this cat back to America? So they told her, yes, go and buy a certain cage of a certain size and it'll cost $100. And I think it maybe needed one injection or some sort of a vaccination. And they said, the cat can travel under the seat in front of you, which is amazing. You would not like to be sitting beside her.
How many years ago is this?
This is last summer.
Sweet Jerusalem.
Last summer. So the cat was duly vaccinated, had never been in a cage in its life. She flew from, there was a long coach journey from Alexandria down to Cairo, and the cat was spitting and biting every time she put her hand near it.
Maybe wanted to go back to its mommy.
Well, the cat eventually was put under the seat in the aeroplane from Cairo to New York, and the cat is now living the American dream in the Hamptons in New York.
And has it totally settled, yeah?
Totally settled. It had a few problems. Whenever they went out, it had a few problems, and I think she had quite big vet bills when she got there. But the cat is now settled in the Hamptons in New York, so it's gone from the streets of Alexandria to, as I say, living the American dream.
It's a lovely story, Norma. Thank you very much, girl. Thank you.
Right, not at all, Frank. Bye.
There's no end to the examples of loving, caring people from this part of the world. On the news, time and again, we hear about cruelty to animals. At the other end of the spectrum are people who are so thoughtful and so kind, just like that young woman.